And yeah. Henry Schulman of the Chronicle joins us. What do you think about this?
Nice,
boy,
Henry.
Wow. Henry, that was a very good ovation.
Well, it's just a Pavlovian response. You welcome somebody in, they applaud.
Well, that was
not always like that, Henry.
Like
trust
that.
Me.
They must think you're part of Star Wars Day. This is Henry Schulman. This is not Luke Skywalker or anything like that. All right. What do you think of the lineup?
Whose lineup?
Dodgers.
Well, I mean, they're going to play their guys. This is their tune-up. This is their last 3 days of spring training before opening day. And they're going to play their guys. And then in the middle of the game, like they did last night, they're going to pull their starter and they're going to pull their position players. And we're going to see guys with number 82 on their backs out there because they don't really care.
Well, all right, that puts it succinctly. Kershaw, though, you want to, I imagine, as a Dodger, he's only pitched 21 innings since coming back. They need him. Obviously,
yeah,
his playoff failures are well known.
Yeah, the three Dodgers starters this weekend, I figured he might be the one who would get the most number of pitches because they have to build him up so that he can pitch 110 pitches when he starts the Division Series opener Friday against the Nationals, which will probably be in Washington. So he's a guy, you know, last night Hill got 82 pitches. It wouldn't surprise me if Kershaw got 100.
You don't expect Belt to be out there today, considering he took a ball off his hand, and then he's got a terrible record against Kershaw.
On the other hand, I think that, Posey's probably going to catch block. I don't think they want the rookie catching block. Now, I haven't seen the lineup yet, and it'll maybe prove me wrong. And I'm assuming Belt's hand is okay, which they said after the game it was. I would assume he would be in there for defense.
Wow. Okay.
If nothing else.
All right.
Well, I would disagree. Who knows what's going to happen, but you got to score runs off Kershaw, Henry.
Yeah, but
3-for-48 with 26 strikes.
Yeah, I understand that, but what are you going to do? Are you going to put Connor Gillespie at first base, which he's barely played in a game that might be 2-1? You got to score runs, but I heard a rumor that defense is important in these low-scoring games, too.
No, it is, and I'd put Posey at first and Brown behind the plate. He's caught enough this year. I wouldn't worry about him.
Okay. We'll see who's right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Henry's feisty today.
Hey, it's okay. We're ready for baseball.
We're in playoff mode.
The word is cranky.
We are ready for baseball. Henry Schulman joins us. Henry, Kelby Tomlinson,
wow.
And you can't say enough about what this guy has done, and maybe the numbers kept him in Sacramento longer than he should have been. But what do you think about these at-bats and these hits he's coming up with?
Well, the best thing that he can do is foul off two bunts because this is the second time in a row that he's been asked to bunt, or not in a row, but second time in the last few weeks, and he can't get a bunt down and he gets a big hit. You know, he's short to the ball. Bruce Bochy calls it a base hit swing. He's pretty good in little spurts like that. Has not done all that well when he starts, but, in situations like, pinch hitting, late inning defense, when they need a pinch hit, especially against the left-hander, he's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, good stroke, and it's about the same spot every time. He's got it down around the second base spot there. Henry, Ty Block today, are you surprised with the choice of Ty Block to start this one?
A little bit. I thought he might go with Suarez because of the experience factor. But then on the other hand, if you look at it, Suarez really hasn't pitched all that much lately. And his last one in San Diego wasn't a very good one. It allowed three runs in four innings. Matt Cain has thrown 5 2/3 innings this year. Peavy actually had a little accident with a pair of scissors a few days ago and messed up his leg. He couldn't even get into his shoe. I just wrote about that in a story I just posted. And, Block's a guy who's been pitching. Also, the Dodgers typically have trouble against
lefties.
Against lefties. So they like his stuff. The question is this a Solomon Torres moment for Bochy? And that's what I put in the headline. I mean, it's a different situation. This is not a do-or-die game. So much for Bruce Hates Kids.
Ha! Henry Schulman with Marty and Pat here at the Public House. Glad to have everybody out here getting ready for this game, game 161. Do you think that the Cardinals-Pittsburgh result will have any effect on the leash the Block gets from Bochy?
I really don't think so. I mean, the Giants have to win this game. I mean, if the Cardinals lose or win, the Giants have to win this game because they want to clinch this thing as soon as possible. The sooner you can clinch, the sooner you can arrange your pitching and not have to worry about you don't want to lose today And then have to come back tomorrow to win and not get on a plane Sunday night on a red eye for somewhere. So, no, I don't really think the Cardinals score has any impact on it.
Well, just to bring everyone up to date, Henry Schulman with us of the Chronicle. We've got listeners in Zurich this morning. We've heard on Twitter.
Global.
And Will in Patterson has the Cardinal game and the Met game back-to-back on his TVs. He's got two TVs, and he's watching that as well. Henry, this week, the starting pitching has done well. Starting pitching has really done fairly well, over the last few weeks. You see a big difference in this team now? I know we say, well, now it's October, and all of a sudden it's different. Do you see a difference in this team?
You know, not really. They've been playing good baseball. Even when they've lost, they've been playing good baseball in terms of crispness. They haven't been kicking the ball around. The bullpen's been better. The rotation's been okay. Just haven't been scoring runs, and they didn't score runs against Tyler Chatwood, and they weren't scoring runs against Rich Hill. And then when they get an opportunity against a pitcher who's not very good at the time, like Brandon McCarthy yesterday, they pounced. I do think that there's a different feel. I think for the fans, maybe for the players as well. When the games start in darkness instead of the light, like they do in July, and you have that kind of chill of autumn wind blowing, it might have a different feel to it, and guys might be on their toes a little bit more. I just see them playing the same kind of baseball they've been playing for the last few weeks, which is better than they were playing in late July and most of August.
They're a team that cranks it up this time of year, right, Pat?
Well, to specifically Buster Posey, who's so stoic. I mean, he's famously stoic. And last night, man, he was ready to breathe fire when he slapped the. I guess Andrew Baggerly was saying that they weren't Dodger fans that came on the field; they were animal rights activists. But he got a piece of one of them. He wanted a piece of Rich Hill and Chuch Ruiz. I've never seen Buster really express himself like that on a diamond.
Yeah, I mean, these are big games, no question about it. Buster said that that idiot that ran onto the field, that he hadn't get a charge for a flop because he didn't push him that hard.
Okay.
By the way, that's just so stupid. I mean, the last time a fan ran onto the field, and he admitted he wasn't even drunk, he just wanted to do it, a security guard ended up with a broken leg.
Right.
So if you're one of those morons, idiots, clods, malcontents, whatever, thinking of running onto the field, don't do it.
Don't do it.
No, it doesn't make sense.
There was somebody that charged Barry Bonds one time, right? Remember that?
Well, it used to be
that
funny.
Was Jeff Kent.
They used to have the kissing bandit, Morgana. So it was sort of interesting to see that. But this stuff, it really is kind of stupid. And, boy, it takes a lot of people to bring someone down, doesn't it? You got to be careful. As Henry said, the security guard had a broken leg. And I'm glad that Bumgarner didn't punch someone in the head.
Oh, man.
That's the last thing he would have needed.
Actually, I think that might have been a good deterrent if he did punch somebody in the head. I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah, but he would have taken so much heat on it.
He'd have got roasted. Tim Brown of Yahoo would have been looking for him. How about Pagan's belly-to-belly suplex?
Yeah, I don't think – he didn't even know he had that in him. I asked him if he ever had practiced judo or wrestling, and he didn't. And the best part about that was the little fake job he did on that little twerp, where he stuck his hand out to take the foam flower, and then you extend an olive branch, and then you beat the guy up. I think that's perfect.
Quite a night. All right, Henry, this week you wrote an interesting article about players who may not be here next year. Can you expound on that a little bit? One is Javi Lopez. I'd like to start with him.
Well, I mean, there are six potential free agents, and three of them are the core four, the remaining core four guys. And, Javi Lopez has not had the best year. He's going to be a free agent. The Giants have a bunch of lefties in the bullpen they can choose from. And, I just think it might be his time, just like it might be Casilla's time, and it might be Romo's time, although I think of the three, I think Romo might have the best shot of coming back just because he's still pretty good at what he does, and this is really kind of his home. This is the only place he's ever known. He's comfortable here. They're comfortable with him. It's just a time to say goodbye. I think that there's really probably little chance that if you asked me if any of the six would come back, I'd say there's probably a 50-50 chance one will come back. I don't think there's much chance that any two of them will come back. I mean, Jake Peavy knows he's not coming back. I doubt they're going to bring Angel Pagan back because they need to get this outfield younger and a little more athletic. And then you have the three relievers. And, at some point it's sad, but at some point you got to move on.
Boy, you may have a lot of travel plans, I would imagine. Things could get simplified today, but you've got some different plans, I'm sure, in the
works. I'm going to hop on an Amtrak Monday. I'll be in New York in time for the Saturday. No, I haven't even looked at it, really, to be honest with you. I mean, it's too late to get the Super Saver fares. So depending on what happens today, we'll see. I mean, at the very earliest, I might have to get on a red-eye tomorrow night for New York. That's still a possibility.
Wow.
Do you see the line of lefties today after Ty Block? Do you see Bochy managing it kind of like one of those World Series games where he gets his matchup early on in maybe the fourth inning and then parades the lefties in against these guys?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on who's still in the Dodger lineup, but I think that he's got 19 pitchers right now, and I would say all of them except Madison Bumgarner are available today. I wouldn't be surprised if Madison Bumgarner were available tomorrow. I keep writing when all these starters get done. I keep writing what their final quote unquote final regular season stats are. Bumgarner's 2.74 ERA, a career low. His 251 strikeouts, a career high. But you can't put that in pen because he may pitch tomorrow.
Well, amazing. And Samardzija as well. He volunteered to pitch tomorrow as well. All right. Well, here we go. This is, you start off, and who knows where it's going to end up. And here we're at 161. Did you see this about a month ago? Did you see it coming down to the end here just to get in?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I the way they were playing, you didn't think that they were going to, charge into this and have this thing sewn up within a week. But, they haven't had any winning streaks, but they really haven't had any losing streaks either. They have not. I mean, since that very first trip coming out of the break when they went 1-7, and until yesterday, they were in a win-lose pattern for about 9 games. Now they won 2 in a row. So, yeah, I mean, we always picture it going down to the end. It's the Coppett rule, Leonard Coppett. Things will transpire in an event that most inconveniences sports writers. So, that's what happens.
I quoted that to Brett Alexander the other day.
The Coppett rule, yeah.
Yeah, the Coppett rule. Whatever is most inconvenient will happen
right.
to the sports writers. Henry, great to have you on.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Always a pleasure. Let's hear it for Henry Schulman,
nice
honestly.
Job. Yeah. Nice job.
Really, I said he ought to have his own show. I say it to him every time he leaves here. But you've been great, and who knows, maybe we'll be chatting with you tomorrow.
Thanks. I'm a little too cranky for talk radio.
Oh, no, that's where you right. That's right
where
in our wheelhouse.
Right in. Come on.
Cranky
then.
Sports talk radio is money, baby.
Really? We like that. I'm telling you, you got a future. I'm telling you do. All right.
All
more
right,
coming
Mike.
Up.
Thanks,
KBR
Henry.
6A, the Sports League.